confidence. Confidence is such a hard word for us women. Why is that? Why do we have such a hard time with confidence and feeling secure in who we are and who God has called us to be? I don't know about you, but I have had to work really hard in this area because it didn't come naturally to me. Confidence did not come naturally to me. I dealt with a lot of insecurities growing up and have constantly fought the battle of comparison and looking at what other people are doing and how they're succeeding where I am not, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know if you feel this or have ever felt this before, but today we're going to talk about it a little bit more. I talk about confidence and how we can walk in the purposes and plans that God has for us. And a couple of just quick practical tips for you to help you to build this area and so that you can walk in those amazing things that God has for you, because He has amazing things. So if you're down for that conversation, let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane, or go ahead and start your workout, and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughters. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host, and as always, I am thrilled that you are here. Thank you so much for being here week after week, and I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. And if you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. I would love to hear how you came across this podcast or this YouTube, whatever, wherever you are finding me. I would love to hear from you. Come follow me on the socials. You can join the Facebook group by going to thekingdomdaughters.com. And at the top, there is a place for you to join the Facebook group. Or you can follow me at Mrs. Angela Pitnikoff on Instagram. And I will have those all in the notes below. So check that out. Okay, before we jump in, I just wanted to remind you of something that I have that is specifically for you, beautiful listeners, you women of God who are just wanting to chase after the Lord. You have a desire to have God's word put in your heart. You have a desire to spend more time with Him, but you are also in a busy season of life. You have a hard time sitting down and spending time with the Lord. And then at the end of the day, you feel exhausted and a little bit guilty because you didn't spend time with Him. I totally get it. I feel you. I have been in those seasons before. And also, it can be a little bit overwhelming getting into your word and not knowing where to start, what to do, where to go. So I created a product for you. There's scripture cards, 30 days worth for you to print out at home and have on the go. You can put a ring in them and take them and flip through them throughout your day and have them in cracks of your day so you can get some scripture. Just read scripture over your life, speak it out over your family, in your car, in your home, at your workplace, while you're at a soccer game or a baseball game or a softball game or a volleyball game, whatever game you're at. Like if you're like me and you have kids running everywhere, just you have that opportunity to just take it with you and to read scripture over your life. So if this sounds like something that would be a good tool for you, I'm so excited because that is why I created it, is for it to be a tool for you. And it's only $7. It's only $7. You can download it. You can print it out as many times as you like. You can even share it if you want with a friend and split that. I am totally cool with that. I just want the word. I want you to have access to the word as much as possible in the easiest cracks of your day. So I will link that all in the show notes. Or if you're following me on Instagram, it's in the link of my bio. So that is how I wanted, all I wanted to share with you on that. Okay, let's jump in really quick. I just wanted to have a few touch points on being confident in the woman of God that you are today. I think that is something that we all struggle with, walking in confidence, truly believing God's word and truly believing that we are women of God, that we are called and purposed and loved, and He has good plans for us. Sometimes I think we get in our own minds and our own heads about if we're worthy, if we've messed up too much, if we even have the time to walk in the gifts of God. And so sometimes we just get in our own way, in our own head. Or maybe that's just me. I know that I have struggled with that over and over and over throughout my journey as a Christian woman. Just in different places where God's like calling me into new things or stretching me in new ways. And I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for this, or I'm not sure if I'm called for this or equipped for this. But God is making a way already. When He calls us, He's not calling us because we have all the answers or we have all the tools and we're equipped and ready to go. Sometimes He equips us beforehand, but sometimes He calls us just to be obedient, and He's the one that's going to make it happen, right? It's not us. We can't make things happen because He's in control. He knows what's going to happen. And when we try to do it in our own way and power, a lot of times it fails because it's not in His timing and it's not in His will. And we're not actually walking in the things that He has for us. I know in my life, there have been many times where I've thought, this is what I want to do. I know this is what I want to do. And it's kind of been about me. It's been about what I want, where I want to go, the plans I want to do. And because I wasn't connected with God, it wasn't that it failed necessarily. It's just I didn't really find joy in it because I was not walking in the fullness of God and all that He had for me. I don't know if you can relate to that. So anyhow, a lot of that is the reason, why we can't be confident, or we have a struggle with confidence because we're not in step with the Lord. And we're out of step a little bit with what He is calling us to. So anyways, confidence comes when we align our life with the Lord. And sometimes when we're in those other seasons, like I was just kind of like throwing out there because I've had multiple of them, we lose confidence in ourselves because the enemy knows that we are not secure in who we are. When we're not secure in who we are and we're walking in insecurity or pride or jealousy of someone else, or we're comparing our lives and so we're trying to live like someone else, the enemy knows that's an open door for him to come in and say, oh, yep, let's like point your focus somewhere else. And we take our eyes off the Lord, right? And I don't want that for you, because I have been in those seasons. And a lot of shame and guilt comes with it too, because the enemy is a liar and he just wants to keep us trapped. And I do not want that for you, friend. I do not want that for you. So I have a couple of things for you to help you in this journey, and just some encouragement and some practical tips for you to be more confident. Because God, man, God loves you, friend. God loves you so much. He has called you. He has a purpose and a plan for you. You were made on purpose with a purpose. If you still have breath in your lungs today, you have a purpose from God. And whether that is raising those beautiful babies of yours to be the man and women of God they're supposed to be, whether that is to preach to thousands, whether that is to love on the neighborhood that you are in, He has a purpose for you. None of those are bigger or smaller purposes. I want you to hear that too. We all have purposes and plans. Most of it is just to bring Him glory in the seasons and the spaces that He has planted us, but He has plans for us. And so, yeah, just know it because it's true. Okay. So building confidence so that you can walk boldly in the purposes that he has given you, okay? So the first tip I have and the first encouragement, I should say, I have for you is that you have to learn to love yourself. You have to learn to embrace who you are. This is where the word that we all use a lot, and it's so easy to kind of throw it around, and I actually threw it around earlier, is comparison. It's so easy to be like, oh, I don't want to be trapped in comparison. But really, we have the mind of Christ. We have to take our thoughts captive, and we have to be diligent in this area, not to look at what other people are doing and think, oh, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. Because what you're doing is not loving yourself or loving the position you're in or loving the space you're in or loving the person that God created you to be. You're wishing and you're hoping and you're thinking on what others are doing. And that's taking away from who God created you to be. He created you for something specific, and it doesn't always have to be what other people are doing. Now, maybe it could be in the same lane as other people, and maybe it's in the same genre as someone else, but he created you specifically on purpose for something specific. And it's not what Betsy or Sally or Susie's doing, okay? It's what he created you to be. And that comes with loving yourself, seeing yourself as God sees you, being reminded and reminding yourself on the daily that he loves you and that he is calling you and speaking life over yourself. You've heard me say this a lot. Our words matter. What we say matters. And so you have to embrace who God is in you, who God is in you and who has created you to be, not anybody else. So I encourage you to find scripture, look up scripture. That's a beautiful thing about the Google. We've talked about this too. You can look up scripture about anything and find it like so quickly. But look up scripture about things that you love or things that you struggle with. Like maybe you struggle with feeling beautiful, or maybe you struggle with feeling a little bit prideful, or you're insecure. Look up scripture about that and then begin to speak out what God says. Speak the truth over your life and see what happens in 30 days. I encourage you to start today and go and look up at least five scriptures. I would go with 10, but at least five scriptures, and begin to speak those scriptures out over your life every day, whether that's in the morning, if you want to like print them out and put them next to your mirror as you're getting ready, you just declare it out, or put it all over your house so that when you're going about your chores and doing your things or in your car as you're running around, speak those scriptures out over yourself and be reminded of who God is calling you to be and how God sees you. I think when you can see yourself through God's eyes and really truly begin to see the truth in that and the love in it and the goodness in it, loving yourself becomes a lot easier. Loving yourself becomes a lot easier. A practical tip for this thing, and it sounds really silly, but it's to take care of yourself. Like, you can't feel good about yourself if you're in your jammies all day, all the time. I mean, it's fine every once in a while. And, you know I have those days. I love being in my jammies, okay? But I know if I'm in my jammies too long and if I stay in that space too long, I am not going to begin to see myself as beautiful and not going to be able to see myself as fun or loving, or you know what I mean? I'm just going to feel frumpalicious, okay, all day. And I know I can't do that. Now, I'm not saying you need to like get all dressed up every single day and you need to have makeup on or whatever. I'm just saying do something that takes care of yourself every day. What does that look like for you? Take inventory of that for yourself. Do you need to take a shower? I know in the early days, man, it was hard to take a shower, okay? We didn't have time for that. Nobody has time for that. And even when you're trying to take a shower, the kids are in there and blah, 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 blah. It's craziness, right? Maybe that just needs to be priority. You have to take a shower to feel better about yourself. Because when we feel better about ourselves, we see ourselves as the person that we want to be. Yes, no? Does that make sense? Okay, so that's just a side practical thing. Maybe you need to get dressed. I know for me, I have to get dressed on certain days. I know, like, if I don't get dressed, I don't care if I'm going anywhere or not. If I don't get dressed and, like, make myself look a little bit pretty, my mindset's different. Even if I'm just going to be working at home, on the computer, sending emails all day. It just helps me to feel my mind. I have a different mindset. I have a different mindset about myself. So I encourage you, like, take care of yourself. Learning to love yourself, part of that is giving it over to God and speaking over the life that he has for you. But part of that is taking care of yourself. Like, what does that look like for you? Do you need to eat healthier? Do you need to get your exercise in? Do you need to go on a walk and get outside and get in the sunshine? Do you need to get dressed, right? Do you need to have a bowl of ice cream? I don't know what it is, right? You need a chocolate. Get it so that you can just, you know, start feeling better about yourself, okay? All right, next. I don't want to take too long on that one. But love yourself. See yourself as God sees you, okay? The second one is find beauty in the everyday. It's so easy to go about our day. Like, literally last week, I was thinking, gosh, my life is just the same mundane thing over and over and over and over and over. Like, why do I feel this way? It's just like the same routine over and over. And because we're in baseball season right now with my boys and it is constant games. Yesterday, we had a doubleheader. We were outside there for like 5 hours. And I'm like, like, I can't take this anymore. It's just so much baseball. but it's not like I have to look around and say, okay, I got to visit with my family. I got to have some snackies. I love me some snackies while I'm at a baseball game, right? My dad was there. Got to hang out with him. I got to hang out with my younger son. Usually at baseball games, I get to like mingle with other parents and I love that. So it's looking for the beauty in the day. Now, it doesn't only have to be about baseball, but I'm just using that as an example. Finding the joy, finding the beauty in your everyday, what will seem like mundane life. There's nothing better or there's nothing more than the enemy will like for you to feel like your life is worthless, that what you do every day is meaningless and mundane and purposeless, okay? He wants us to feel that way because then we feel bad about ourselves. So yeah, we feel bad about ourselves and we don't feel like we have anything to offer because we kind of get in that low mode of just like I was last week. Like I said, I was just like, ugh, my life is just in the same cycle over and over. Like there's nothing new happening, right? No, God has new mercies for us every morning. New mercies every morning. That in itself should bring us joy, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Every day, it's a good day, right? Have you heard of that song, Forrest Frank? Gonna have a good day, good day. If you haven't heard it, it's so good. Okay, it's happy. It's something joyful, right? Even that, bring some life into your day. Change it up. Dance around your house. Find something that you love to do. Blast the music and have some fun. Get outside. Do what you need to do to find the beauty in this day. And that brings me to the thing I talk about a lot also, and that is gratitude. Writing out the things you are thankful for and really shifting your mindset to the amazing things that God has done in your life, because if you really start thinking about it, there are amazing things. It's so easy for us to dwell on the stuff that hasn't happened, what is mundane, you know, making dinner every day and getting up and doing the same thing over and over. But really, if we're like, no, I got to XYZ. I got to eat my favorite lunch today and it was delicious, right? I got to connect with someone and we got to talk about Jesus a little bit. Whatever it is, if you start focusing on the things that you're thankful for and the things that God has done, I am telling you, another mind shift will happen and you will begin to build that confidence in your life because you're starting to say, oh, God is for me. God is there for me. He does have a plan for me and I can walk that out. Yes, no? Okay. So learn to love yourself, find beauty in the everyday. And the last one is seek God first, okay? Just seek Him first. Prioritize time with Him. I cannot say this enough. And I hope that even though I'm super repetitive about this, that you find some encouragement in it and not like feeling bad about it. But I only say it because it needs to be said. I forget sometimes. I get busy and I forget. Or I forget how important it is. And I'm like, oh, I'll get to that later. And then I'm like, oh man, I never spent time with the Lord. And when I actually sit down with Him and I actually take the time with Him and really spend time with Him, there's just so much joy and love. And like, it just builds me up in a way that is just so hard to explain. Like, it's hard to explain. And it just, there is nothing like it. There is literally nothing like it. Have you ever been in a church service or gone to a conference or just had an intimate time with the Lord where you just felt Him so close? Like, I'm gonna cry right now because seriously, it's just so good. Where you just feel His power, you feel His peace, you feel His love. When you all of a sudden you've had like this horrible, awful day, but you cry out to the Lord and He just wraps His arms around you and you can't explain the peace that comes. Have you ever experienced that? Like, I just really want you to think for a moment about a time that you have experienced that. He has that for you on the daily. Now, maybe you don't have this emotional like time like I'm obviously having right now. Maybe that doesn't happen every time, but He has, again, new mercies for you every day. He has gifts for us every day. He wants to speak to us on the regular and for us to grow in Him every day. And we can experience His presence and His goodness and His love on the daily when we choose to dive in. And there's nothing like it. Like, if you can go back to those feelings and really think about how good God is in those moments we forget about, if you can really get to that moment and say, gosh, that was so good. Like, His presence is so good. His power is so good. His love and His peace and His joy, it's so good. I want that, right? Be addicted to time with the Lord. Be addicted to time with the Lord. If you can get yourself to remember those times and say, I want more of that. And I want to love God the way He loves me. And I want to honor God the way He honors me and walks with me. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it, friends. There is nothing like it. And so I encourage you again, like, look, I'm giving you a 30-day challenge, I guess, today. Challenge number one is to speak the life over your, it's scripture over your life. Challenge number two is the 30 days of gratitude. Just get gratitude in and see what happens. And the third one is 30 days of intimacy with the Lord. Get in there, spend time with Him, read His word. Get my downloadable scriptures and just read one scripture a day and just start there. Starting small in one space is better than not starting at all. I think we can get overwhelmed with the word and like, oh, well, I got to have all this time and all this space and I got to like have my Bible journal out and all my highlighters and all the, that is good. Those are good times. And I love doing that, but it's not always that way, especially in seasons of when you have little ones, it's more difficult than you think. And so use this tool. Download the scripture cards, get the word, just read one scripture a day. Pick a Bible book that you want to read, that you want to get through, and just read a chapter or two a day and just say, this is the time I'm giving to you, Lord. Meet me. He is faithful. He is faithful and good. I'm telling you, He's faithful and good. So, all right, that is all I have for you today. I hope and pray this is an encouragement and blessing to you and that somehow you're challenged. Maybe not all three of these things. Maybe you just need to start with gratitude or you just need to start with speaking life over yourself. Pick one of these things or all if you're a high achiever and plan out the next 30 days and just see what happens. I'm telling you, one or all of these things can shift so much in your life when you implement them and add them to your daily schedule. Schedule it. Make it happen, friend. Okay. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.